There are ants, for instance. You wouldn't want to eat them, even if you were dreadfully hungry. But old Mr. Toad and Buster Bear think there is nothing much nicer. Now, Buster Bear had found old Mr. Toad catching ants one at a time as he kept watch beside their home. And it had pleased Buster to find someone else who liked ants. Right away, he invited old Mr. Toad to dine with him. But poor old Mr. Toad was frightened almost to death when he heard the deep, grumbly-rumbly voice of Buster Bear, for he had been so busy watching the ants that he hadn't seen Buster coming. He fell right over on his back, which wasn't at all dignified, and made Buster Bear laugh. That frightened Mr. Toad more than ever. You see, he didn't have the least doubt in the world that Buster Bear meant to eat him. And when Buster invited him to dinner, he was sure that that was just a joke on Buster's part. But there was no way to escape, and after a little, old Mr. Toad thought it best to be polite, because you know it always pays to be polite. So he said in a very faint voice that he would be pleased to dine with Buster. Then he waved his feet feebly, trying to get on his feet again. Buster Bear laughed harder than ever. It was a low, deep, grumbly-rumbly laugh, and sent cold shivers all over poor old Mr. Toad. But when Buster reached out a great paw with great cruel-looking claws, Mr. Toad quite gave up. He didn't have strength enough left even to kick. He just closed his eyes and waited for the end. What do you think happened? Why, he was rolled over onto his feet so gently that he just gasped with surprise. It didn't seem possible that such a great paw could be so gentle. "And now," said Buster Bear in a voice which he tried to make sound pleasant, but which was grumbly-rumbly just the same, "I know where there is a fine dinner waiting for us just a little way from here. You follow me, and we'll have it in no time."